Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Well, here we go. The next for 100 episodes begin now.
And how portentous!
Yeah,
that they start with me well, with a crocked back.
There's good news because we just to get talk shop for a minute.
Yeah,
we have launched Acast Plus. Which
yes.
basically means you can sign up, you can subscribe, you can become a member, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And you know, we're just formalising that process whereby you guys have supported us down the years, if you want,
yeah,
online.
Yeah.
So look that up and then you can get things like early episodes and ad-free listening. But also, you don't have to. It's all good.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
get
yeah.
in there and have a look.
Have
but
a look,
that's the good news, right? That's a lovely thing.
If everyone bought us a coffee...
Great, wouldn't it? We'd have so much
we'd
coffee.
Have so
I mean, we'd love it.
We'd be finished. Be over. Be game over.
We literally just can't get it out of the house, Paul. It's just full of coffee.
My clothes are ruined.
Yeah.
But we do come to the elephant limping along next to me. How are you, Paul?
Well, no, I've just managed to. I managed to crock my back, which is a really old school injury that I haven't had for 2 or 3 years. I went through.
Remember a couple of years ago you shoved something up on a train and it
we remember the back months.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those.
And I also, I want to say, I said to you before recording, if at any point, don't run for us. We can walk. It's all right. You know?
But Rob, you're underestimating it. I'm a tough mother.
You did it.
I'm a tough mother. I break my back. I go for a run. First thing I do.
Break my spine. Run just fine.
Couple in Eurofan, feeling fine.
Feeling fine. So yeah,
no, I'm a bit of a mess. I went for a run on Sunday morning, and I just didn't warm up properly.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of pressure domestically to get out and get back quickly.
Yeah,
not blaming anyone.
You are.
She's like, just get on with it. I was trying to warm up in front. Well, just get on with it. We need you back here. So I set off, and I was just running down here, and you just feel it go, don't you? I mean, I don't know whether you've had a back thing like
did
that.
It go
you just
boing.
Feel it. Just a sudden twang. Ironically, I managed to go for a run. We're recording this on Wednesday. I managed to go for a run on Monday.
Yeah.
But it felt bad, and maybe I overran on it. It was just...
Oh.
It was one of those where... I don't know. Maybe I just pushed it too much.
You were like Patrick Monaghan.
Yeah.
You overran.
I overran. I overran.
Oh, did I do too long? Yeah. Oh, have I been on for 2 hours?
Yes, you're
you've
right.
got a, you've
you
got
did two
double.
And a half hours too much on a 20-minute set.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate.
Sure, I've got no concept of time. And what, you've got a lucrative double-up that I've just jeopardised. Sorry to hear that, mate. Give us a hug.
Fun for all the comedy fans
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Lots of love to you, Patrick.
Good luck, Pat. Good luck.
this.
Sorry,
just want to say about that guy running the other way. We're running on the park and walk, and that guy's going up and down, and I ran up to you.
Yeah.
And I just love that guy. He's just a runner, you know, and I just wanted to shout out to the runners because I saw him get to the bottom, and he basically, at the bottom of the park and walk, he went like this, went to the end, just tapped the end, and went back up. Wow. And I knew from that lovely maneuver that he's going up and down.
Only he would know that. That's a little sign to himself.
Just from me seeing him,
yeah,
he's done it at least 3 times. So that's 10K. Yeah. And
he's just
be doing more than that. He's doing laps.
Yeah.
And it's also nice because we've met early today. And I always love... It's very difficult for me to come out to meet you at 8:30 in the morning for biological reasons, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, pulled it off today.
Nice.
I didn't sleep last night. I just drank coffee. But I really love being in that... You know, I feel like it's in a way luxurious imposter syndrome moment when you get out with all the morning runners.
Absolutely, because there's so many of them.
Yeah,
Close
Hill Park, it's like it's rush hour for runners.
Little Dawn Army.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
loads of them, a massive flood of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Dawn Army, sorry.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
So, yeah, and so you've twanged it.
I've twanged it.
You did also say, just before we started recording, can I quote?
My guts are on my stuff as well.
And you said...
I think... oh, no, that's just a...
That's just a morning
That's just a throat thing. I'm absolutely fine, but...
He's fine.
I think I'm... I went home to... Oh,
dog porn
the
on dog, the park.
The dog's come out in sympathy.
That's
maybe
too real.
Pinged his back as well. Very affectionate.
Yeah, very affectionate.
Dog-on-dog interaction.
Affectionate. I mean, more an 18 than a 15.
Seems to be some kind of filming in progress. Dog episode.
We're trending the niceties of the park and walk.
I think maybe because I chipped back to get some painkillers as well. That's not great for my stomach. But anyway, I carry on. It's not like I'm going to go on about it.
You're such a hero. You're a hero to all of us. This, it's interesting.
It's not great though, is it?
Weather. It's overcast.
Yeah.
Which is it's lovely running weather. And even though I've got no problem with the beautiful sunshine and everything, it's a bit of a relief. But actually, it's very close.
It's still quite
it?
Close, yeah.
I was sweating like a good one when I came up to see you just there. Yeah.
I quite like that. Actually.
Yeah, it's not good conditions, but you're going to know it if you run. It's still hot, so you're going to know it if you do distance or go fast or whatever. Ooh. So, how was your running? Is that hurting?
Yeah.
Let's walk for a bit. Let's walk for a bit. Come on,
I'm too tough to walk.
Yeah. Do you know, you're tough. You're tough talk.
Yeah.
Reminds me of something I wanted to talk to you about. Good old friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know, really old friend from school who I've caught up with. Well, I just keep in touch with excellently, sporadically, yet solidly, you know.
Mm.
And he got in touch and said, this might be a left field one, but I know you've been starting doing a couple of ultras.
Yeah.
How about we do what I've done a couple of times, which is the OMM. Do you know what the OMM is?
No.
Here we come to an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really say anywhere what the OMM is, but I eventually managed to construe that it's the original mountain marathon.
Right.
And it's an event where, and some listeners might have done it, it might be brilliant, so I'm gonna work some things through here, but I'm not dissing it or anything. You go somewhere, they decide on the rough area, I think the next one's in, like, Snowdonia.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you exactly where you're going until you go.
So it's like
you do
a sort
the
of
event,
careful. Oh, all right, we'll go this way. Yeah. Sorry.
It's
you
disastrous.
Go that way. Sorry.
Disastrous. Right.
Sorry.
Next one, we'll let them come through on the left. What do you think? Or the right.
Pedestrians do have right of way.
God, he's such a sulker.
No, that was perfectly amicable.
It was very amicable.
Perfectly amicable moment. We both went left, and then he went left, then we went right, then he went right.
Yeah, yeah. It was a curry in the meaning of lift, the corridor words.
So it sounds like a sort of old-fashioned rave in the late 80s, isn't it?
Yes, it's like that.
Go to services, except you're going to run up a mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But instead of dancing till dawn to really some of the greatest new music, you get given a map and you get given an endpoint.
And run to a state of exhaustion.
You've got to use that. It's really strict about the kit and everything.
Right.
They do it in the autumn so that it's definitely a turf.
Yeah.
And you choose your route.
Yeah.
And if you don't get there in time, you're out. And there's two of you. You have to stick together.
That sounds great.
And it does sound great.
Yeah, that sounds good fun.
Really
sounds like a proper adventure.
And also my friend who said about it is very, you know, he's a really sanguine, kind of steady guy. But I have to say, I really like the idea, and I looked at it.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit, I got a little bit of a problem with the whole kind of factor, you know.
Right.
It's the idea that it's really hard, and yeah, you could get knocked out, or you could die. And there's soldiers do it; you can win soldier prizes. And right, I just thought, and the thing is that I get it. It's a really,
yes,
it's a really subtle distinction, because I know that the people doing it are all going to be cool and chill.
Of,
I mean,
course,
the, honestly, the personality profile of my old friend who recommended it absolutely makes this point.
Yeah,
and I also thought, it's like, yeah, but you did that, the Brecon Beacons Ultra, and they're really it's all just perception.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There were certainly good, lovely people there who were much more kind of expressively masculine than me, shall we say.
Yes.
And they're,
yes,
good guys doing a good event, which I really enjoyed. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know what my point is, but I've got right down to something that I want you to try on. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go on then.
Monks, not warriors.
Monks, not warriors.
That's what I...
I like that, yes. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, well, I mean, I style myself on stage as the Prince of Peace.
So you know that name's already gone.
So that fits perfectly. That fits perfectly. I'm cool with that. Mountain monks, not warriors. I'm cool with that. Although it's a little bit hard to relate to when I've just cropped my back out going on the Parkland Walk.
Yeah, let's try.
Which is an incline of about, what, a metre over like 2 miles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, these
but
things,
you feel it. You
these
really
things are
feel
sent
it
to try us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go, wah. And, you know, you've been doing your transcendental meditation.
Absolutely.
I'm back doing
really
the yoga. But also,
yeah,
when you think about how we perceive other people, our people, runners, are absolute heroes to us. We're not saying that, you know, again, if it really works for you to go, yeah, I'm going to win this, then that is absolutely amazing. I just think in terms of our personality types,
we're
the runners we aspire to be,
yes,
have a kind of quan.
Yes.
And
that sort of coincided with me getting progressively slower. But yeah, that fits. That,
yeah,
absolutely fits as we start to gently jog again.
Also, I eat a lot of tofu.
Yeah. So when is that? It's all right. It's all right, mate. Go for it. When is that?
Everyone's taking us out tonight.
So do you think I should do it then?
Yeah, I think you should do it. And when is it?
It's at the end of October. It's also the nearest...
So it's 2 weeks after York.
The nearest railway station is the nearest railway station to what we're hoping will be, touchwood, my son's university.
Right.
So he could always rescue me.
Well, if it's 2 weeks after York and I'm feeling fit, then I'll give it a go. I would love to do that. I've just got to stop getting injured.
Well, why don't you go with my mate? And I'll just hang out in a nearby town eating burgers.
I've just got to... Next time my wife says, just go.
We always go past this, but because we're going slow, I think it's worth a mention. This is the... a little... It's sad, but really positive... shrine here to people who've lost babies.
Yeah.
It's a baby loss awareness, all these memories of people.
Yeah, that's
and it's worth
a bit of a shrine on the Parkland Walk.
Let's note it as we pass it slowly. Here's to all those
bless them.
Little those families.
So how's your running been? Mine had been going okay.
Yeah.
How's yours been?
Well, I was talking about it last week. I got partly trying to wind down the miles a bit.
Yeah.
But also just trying to find my way forward.
Yeah.
And I thought, do I need to do 30 miles this week? Maybe I need to do 25. And I got to 21 on Thursday. And I also, that's right, I didn't start. I was kind of overreacting to a couple of days off. I didn't run till Tuesday. So I ran like 6-7 miles.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
And I got to 21 on Thursday. I thought, take a break, do park on a Saturday, 25 miles, you're done.
Yeah.
And I got to also, not irrelevantly, I'm between series of my Running Tracks radio hour.
Right.
So I had a week when I wasn't sorting that out.
Okay.
It's a recording break, if you will. Because I do that in series.
Okay.
I stop every now and again, then start again.
Right, okay, nice.
Can you imagine that with a podcast?
Like nope.
Nope.
Because we're every week.
Week and week is a chair.
It matters.
We've been going for over a million weeks. Anyway, so that sort of took some impetus away. And I just got to Saturday and thought... I just slept. When it was supposed to be parkrun time, I just slept through.
What?
Literally, there's my wife.
You slept in?
Yeah, and my wife got
what,
up
in
early.
London?
Yeah, I could have gone. I could have done anything. And I thought, I'll go to... my wife said, I'm going to go for a swim in the ponds and get there really early because it's going to be really hot.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'll go with you and I'll do Hampstead Heath Park Run.
Yeah.
And then she broke my heart a bit when I got up because she was like, I finished my swim and I thought, I'll see if he's up there. And she went to get him to meet me at the end of the park run. Morning. And then she thought, nah, he's still in bed. So she came home and...
Mate, and it just, sometimes it was, you need a lie-in.
Right thing. I was
sometimes
definitely,
you need a lie-in.
Do you know, it was both. It was both. It was the right thing. But it was also, you know, I needed to, I was a bit sad, you know. I got a bit miserable early on this week. It's kind of obvious, really. But I watched, listening to Elton John talk about George Michael at Glastonbury.
Yes, yeah.
And George Michael would have been 60. And I know, you know, I just absolutely love George Michael. He's a really important
George Michael's
soul
incredible.
In my life.
Incredible.
And it, you know, it's just a kind of personal thing there. Don't know why. And something about a misunderstood musician. Who knows?
Yes.
And he did a little kick of the post at the top. Nice. I like that. I'm going to get an action shot of that. You do that again. Okay. I'm going to take a photo. We've totally ripped off the guy. You broke the post. He's too tough for the post kicking maneuver.
Elton John broke my heart.
A lot of people really resonated with Elton John, didn't they, at Glastonbury?
He again, a bit like what we were saying about George, it's a ridiculous thing to say around Elton John, but there was kind of a humility to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I know exactly what I need to do here. There's also a mortality to it. He's saying, you know, I'm old.
This is the last. This
everyone's
the last
very
night,
cynical about his last performance. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to change your mind if you say something's your last performance.
Yes.
You can say it and mean it.
Yes.
And it's really something, you know. But then also I finished reading reading Alan Rickman's diaries.
Right.
And, I mean, again, it's kind of obvious, really, but I think there's something about Alan Rickman, because he's so obviously a great guy and a talent.
Yes.
And then when you read about him, it really humanises him, because on the one hand, he's such an actor, you know, he's really committed to the process and in a kind of lifelong wrestle with this art form and what it means and how to do it right and, you know, and then trying and failing and, you know what I mean? Just a real dialogue with that.
Yeah.
And at another level, he was just a great sociable famous person.
Yes.
He's just always going
to
New York and hanging out with the lists of people he goes off to restaurants with are just, it's brilliant.
He was
it's
part
just
of
surreal.
That, yes.
He's in such a good scene. And it's just, you know, so, and then it fades and then it's gone. You know, that's what happens at the end of his diaries for obvious reasons. And it just really throws it into sharp relief in a way, I think, almost that you can't look at straight when it's someone you actually know who goes. I could just see this fantastic life, and then
the sun go down on me.
Don't let the sun. I was saying to the
and
I
then
just,
Julian Sands as well. Perfect.
Oh,
walking in California
Sands,
in January.
And that's but of course closure. You know, assuming that they did find Julian Sands, which I think they did. It does strangely feel better for that because we all knew that was probably the case. Anyway, here's to everyone, and I've just been feeling it really, feeling a little bit mortal.
You can get to you like that. And then there was a Lewis Capaldi thing in Glastonbury as well.
Yeah,
wasn't
I didn't see that, but I read about it.
Yeah, that was quite moving. I didn't see any of Glastonbury.
I think Lewis Capaldi is a new version of something that we see down the years. In that, I think sometimes people think awareness is the same as everything being okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that I didn't see the documentary about him, but they were saying, you can see the pressure his career puts on him.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily being dealt with.
Yeah.
But everyone in the situation is saying, oh, this is a lot of pressure. I'm having trouble with this. And it makes me think of like Amy Winehouse and George Best. I know it's a different situation. But when the people around you know what's going on in your life, it doesn't mean that's going to get fixed.
It was one of those where the crowd kind of carried him a little bit. It felt really good. I'm looking forward to doing that on my next gig, just letting the crowd do my jokes.
The Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
And then you might heal a few of them. First of all, though, heal yourself!
It's so frustrating not being able to run.
Very
close,
close listeners to the show will know that that's my second reference to Jesus Christ Superstar in 3 weeks. I'm sorry. I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah. Well, you haven't been injured for ages, have you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't been injured for time.
Oh, my goodness, touch wood.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, poof, out of the wood.
Splinter.
It's gone right into my balls.
He got a splinter in his balls and he's gone to hospitals there.
Starting the new era with the good stuff.
Splinter in the balls in the gun.
ACAS plus feature from hospital.
Hey, that's a movie I've never seen. Balls lamps.
He is rolling down my harness.
Oh, Georgie.
George is in Mallorca at the moment.
Yeah.
Logging. Logging.
George Formby with him.
Yeah. He's in Mallorca. He's a talker.
He's logging for the old Love Island
show.
Not
that much of a walker. He's looking at the kids in their little bikinis. Some of them are big, some are teeny.
Can I pull you for a chat? Let's all collect around the fire pit now.
So he's having...
Who's getting off with who?
So, Love Islander. Is that on? Are you watching it?
Well, we're watching it because George is logging. Yeah, I mean, we're sort of...
You never used to watch it when he didn't work.
Well, to be fair, we missed a couple of series. But
oh, I see.
Then we kicked back in. But it's amazing that... What they say, he has to record
when he
the banalities of their conversation.
When he says logging, it's not like you do just at the beginning of a run.
No.
Oh, I see.
You don't get paid for that. Or do you?
Could you? Yeah. I'm sure you can monetize that.
Happily sign up. It's amazing how much you use your lower back when you run, isn't it? You sort of forget.
I thought you were going to say when you log.
No.
True story. No, absolutely.
How crucial it is.
Yeah, it's
that core. And you see some people running, and you think their back's pretty tight.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a core area, of course. And it just sort of bang.
It's funny about core work. It's that classic
give
thing.
It a couple of days.
This is where I fell out. No, it isn't where I fell. Is it where I fell
out?
Yeah,
this is where you fell over that thing.
Yeah. I took a photo of the stupid thing falling over. I'm really enjoying because we're going slow, taking photos of everything.
Yeah, just granular.
Listeners are going to love
granular
looking at that.
Detail.
Photo of some bricks in the ground.
Yeah.
Photo of a post.
Yeah.
No, a post and a foot. I think it's actually lightly raining. That's the first time in a little while, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah.
So listen, you've got to take care.
Yeah.
It's just going to settle back in. Are you going to get any treatment? Are you taking painkillers?
No, I'm going to just. Chill and stretch and,
yeah,
you know, just sort of, it should actually heal, do a bit of yoga when it feels better and just get back into my running.
Yoga's good for the old core, isn't it? As I say, we're talking about core strength, is that it's, you know it when you got it, but it's very subtle. You don't, like you say, there is a kind of strange surprise to the fact that your lower back is important when you're running.
Yes, yeah.
Because you have to just quietly rely on it. It's like a still waters run deep scenario.
It's a classic sort of... I'd got to bed late. I was doing the Comedy Store late, so I got to bed at 2:30, and then you wake up, you're a little bit stiff.
Yeah.
Then your wife's screaming,
get on with it! Get on with it! Get out! Sooner you're out, sooner you can get back in.
Chasing me out of the house.
Really think you should start running or doing yoga with
your wife. I had some amazing gigs at the store, though, I must say.
Great.
Really good gigs. You know, those nights where it's just... It can feel magical there. You can get some gigs where everyone just absolutely creams it. It can be beautiful.
Well, I'm there this weekend, so that sounds good to me.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Yeah.
It's a shame we weren't there at the same time. A bit like my friend, Scottish comedian Joe Heenan.
Yeah.
Who he keeps being on at the Stand Scotland gigs a week before I get there. And I thought of him because he was saying how good it was.
Mm.
Just comparing the crowd support of Lewis Capaldi as a... opposition to the narrative that everyone's horrible these days and no one cares about anyone, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's particularly fair, is it? I think there's a lot of support, actually. It was funny because Rhys Darby was on at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, he's back in town, isn't he?
For the weekend, yeah.
Not if you're not necessarily a comedy fan, you'll know Rhys Darby because he's super famous, but he's also funny. He's kind of Flight of the Conchords adjacent, isn't he? He's in What We Do in the Shadows.
He was in it.
Our Flag is Means Death, he's in that. And he's also in Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Right.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a great film. He plays a really good role. He's what's the acronym? MPG? Anyway, you know when characters in computer games who you can't play?
Right.
They, like, turn up to move the story forward.
Right.
He's that guy.
Right. Yeah.
So, of course, they're all real. So when they get there, he says, Dr. Bravestone, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. And they goes, what's this guy talking about? And he says, Dr. Bravestone, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. It's just perfect role for Reese. You were saying about him.
Well, no, he had... interestingly enough, he had his fans turn up to see him.
Right.
And they seem to be just real sort of comic con females. Mm. Sort of nerdy, quite nerdy, but really nice people. And they came to every gig.
Yeah, wow.
So they came to 4 gigs over the week, the same people.
Yeah.
About 50 of them.
That's right.
Every gig, they're around the front, do you know what I mean? Just grinning. So it made you a tad self-conscious.
It's kind of a safe... it's an interesting modern thing, the kind of safe space for fandom, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, talking to Ben Wilbon, the, you know, people who love ghosts. You know, it can be... It is like a religion, really, isn't
yes.
it?
Because yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because with someone like, you know, it's no coincidence that Rhys Darby's obviously a really nice, gentle guy.
He is, yeah.
So people love finding those things within the culture that they can align with, that say, here we are, here's good people.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I want
to
be a part of that.
And his fans were... obviously not particularly fans of stand-up comedy, but they were a great light influence on the room.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed people. So, I mean, Rhys did essentially the same set 4 times.
Of course.
Because he is not doing stand-up a lot at the moment.
Yeah,
so he didn't
right.
have that much to mess with. It made us a bit self-conscious and tried to mix and match.
Yeah.
But essentially, it was just really good fun, you know.
Yeah,
it was just good fun and a bit different. And he was
it was
fat.
A very, very early review of my show online when, you know, I used to look at Chortle a lot. And Chortle was a very tight community of the comedians and the audiences all talking to each other, you know.
Mm.
Anyway, and with someone saying, yeah, Rob's show's great, but once you see it 3 times, it's a bit dull. I was like, well, don't see me 3 times then. It's not my fault. What do you want?
Yeah, yeah. Especially with a show.
Luckily, I'm not still sulking about it. over 20 years
you
later.
Let that one go.
But, yeah.
So it was fascinating to see him. You know, because you know he's done. You know, he's in LA. He's basically there's
Ooh,
a writer there's a writer strike
da,
and there's an
da,
actor strike
da,
and he
da,
might
da.
Not be doing stuff.
LA Law.
All right.
Come on, my friend Chez's nan said, "Oh, I love that La Law. Love La Law." She thought it was called La Law.
Oh, La Law.
And then she said, La-Law. "That's how they carry on in New York."
Oh, La Law, La Law. It's like hello, hello, La Law.
She really hadn't caught on to the whole Los Angeles thing. Great show. She loved that. Susan Day.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Bunga,
Yeah, they've got a writer's strike and actor's strike, and he's wondering whether he might have to get into stand-up again, so he's over in the store.
So
it was a joy to see. It was a joy to see him perform. He's such a good performer. Glenn Wool was on as well. I mean, this is good comedy. You know, there's good comedy going on there. Sean Walsh popped in. He did a set on Thursday.
Jeff Beck popped his head around the door.
Yeah, Jeff Beck was in. Yeah, it was all good. Yeah. Richard Pryor. Yeah, Robin Williams.
I have to find 1,000 brown M&Ms in a brandy glass. Oh, Ozzy won't go on stage.
Talking to fans, a couple of friends of the show came to see me at the Vauxhall Comedy Club at the weekend.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. Good to see
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. That's great. How was the Vauxhall?
It was nice. It was good. It was very hot down there. And on the first night, there weren't that many in, but they were lovely. Yeah. Second night, more people. It was really good. Impressive, the second night.
Yeah.
Because on the second night, lovely audience, big crowd. There was a huge party, like a Rio Carnival style party going on in the festival-y outside-y bit.
Right.
There was a woman in very few clothes on stilts walking up and down.
Nice.
Literally, like, trying to get to the gig and, like, nearly head-butted her on the bottom. I was Hugh Grant sort of bubbling into that. So sorry. And the gig is really nice, and those guys are in. Hello, guys. And also, there was a comedy fan. A guy said, "I've big fan. I've liked your work for years." I was like, "Wow." He said, "From when I first heard you on Stuart Goldsmith's podcast."
Wow.
So okay, well, the circle is complete.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, it was a good gig, but do you know what? It was extra challenging for a very specific technical reason.
No lights.
There was something in the sound system. You know, in places, the nightclubs, this used to happen at Camden Jonglers.
Mm.
You have a really good sound system, but they sometimes, a very clever sound person, when they set up a room, will set up a tiny, tiny delay so that the music moves through the room in a useful way.
Right.
I can't quite explain it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the speakers at one end of the room are a millisecond later than the... Anyway, that was happening with my second channel, which is the one that I do all my looping through.
Right.
So I had to play along with myself delay. When I was a millisecond out.
Right.
So it messed your timing up. It didn't mess the timing up.
Right.
But then no one anywhere understands how difficult that was. Oh my God. I was doing all the usual stuff. People were going, yay. And normally I'd be going, that was fun. And I was kind of, instead of getting to the end of the bits, I'm going, I made it. I made it without messing it up.
Yeah.
So that was a strange experience, which isn't usual.
Challenge.
And I hope isn't repeated anytime soon.
Yeah. Little challenge there.
Also, I've got one more weird story to tell you. Do you see that sandy coloured dog back there? We've seen it a couple of times now. It was involved in the
incident.
Dogs becoming
dog on dog
canine intimacy.
Yeah.
Woof woof.
I dreamt last night.
Yeah.
And this sounds bad after what we were just saying. I dreamt I got bitten by a lion.
All right.
There's a bunch of sort of comedy and podcast types.
Yeah.
Somewhere interesting. We were like somewhere in the Riviera or somewhere like that, all hanging out doing various stuff. And someone had like a pet lion.
Yeah.
And we were all, I don't know if that lion is as domesticated as they think. And this lion, it was a male lion, but didn't have much of a mane.
Yeah.
And they were just sort of coming past like these steps. And I was like, ooh, get out of the way. And it just... bit like just it didn't chomp right. It like nipped on me and it just held on. I was like, that's actually bitten me, guys. And anyway, they called it off and it went away. And later on, this lion started getting more and more leonine and like attacking, and it attacked this bloke, and I was like trying to call it off but without getting myself attacked
by
the lion.
People was the people that you know in the dream?
Yeah. And I was saying, this lion's a problem, guys.
Yeah.
It was all very sort of real life, but the dream ended all very real life with me and the lion falling and the lion looking at me in the air as if to say, when we land, I'm going to eat you. Anyway, I woke up literally saying,
anyway,
what the hell was, what was that dream all about? And then, blooming, came down the park and walks, waiting for you at the bottom of these steps.
Yeah.
And this sniff at the back of my shorts, right where I got bitten in the dream, I looked down as a big, sandy, leonine dog.
Wow.
I tell you, I saw that leonine dog in the future.
That's it. Dreams, reality.
And in a minute now, it's going to come back down. It's
cosmos.
It's going to start mauling you.
Yeah.
And from experience, I've learnt, just leave it. Let it have him. Let it have Tonks, because otherwise, it's your Tonks in the lion's maw.
So I took that as a metaphor for Taskmaster.
Well, we're both on next series, aren't we? Series 16 of Taskmaster, that's the running commentary.
It's bound to happen. So we'll
I don't know if you know what bound means. If bound means very unlikely, I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, hopefully I can get rid of this back before next week.
Yeah, that would be good.
Sorted out. We can get some, start the big block of training for York.
Oh, let's talk about that. I mean, your fitness aside, I think it was Jules Derriel was asking the other day, what is the training plan for York? And that's a good question because, kind of circling it slightly, but I'm going to try and pin down what my schedule is, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably 14 weeks out now.
Yeah.
I have signed up now for the 10K on at the end of the month. That's in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
The evening one.
Right.
I can handle
it.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And at the moment, my weekly mileage it'll be between 25 and 30. But I'm going to make a point of forgiving myself if it isn't 30 because that's not necessary at this stage.
Yeah. You can chill for a little.
And I'm including the old thing, which is I tend to do fairly high mileage Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sometimes double figures. I ran 10 miles yesterday and I did my hills.
Right.
Just
nice.
To keep my hand in. But very gently.
Yeah.
And then tapering a little for park run and then doing park run as fast as possible on a Saturday and doing that 10K at the end of July.
Mm.
And but I'm also going to try and, I haven't done this now for a week or two, but try and get a bit of the old tempo going. So another run in the week when it's just me.
Just
to go out at a bit of pace.
A bit sharpish.
Yeah, and try and cover a good distance, like
that's good,
at least 10K
in
at what is essentially mid-speed between fastest and talking speed.
Yeah, a bit sort of thresholdy. Yeah.
Generally, that with me, that tends to be coming at just under 8-minute miles, sort of 7.55, 7.58 minute miles. And we're in a tunnel, aren't we? So I'll do that, and I'll do the 10K and see how that feels. And then I'll be working towards running a fast half at the Great North Run.
Yes.
Which is what?
Early September.
9th or 10th of September.
Right.
And then I will try, this I suppose will be new. It's only a month out though, isn't it? So
yeah.
But I suppose I'll be needing to go further than that by then. So around then I'm going to try and run a
some long
tempo-ish 16.
Right. Okay.
And I'll run at least one 22 before the marathon.
Yeah.
And I'll be putting all of those in the diary from now, but I'll be trying to keep it loose still, keep it jazzy and fit it in with whatever the hell else
loose,
I'm doing.
Jazzy. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping if I can get this back sorted to get up to like 30, 35 miles a week by the end of July. That was the plan.
So and you think that my 25, well, no, yours doesn't affect mine.
And then August, September, just get some miles in. Just get some miles and long runs in and a bit of tempo and just try and get some five runs a week and some stretching and just get a couple of really solid months in, you know.
Yeah.
And then just see and then just go for it and see what happens. If I can get fit enough to buy a to justify buying some decent trainers, then I will. But if not, I'm not going to.
Right, that's interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
From here, that's kind of, I mean, make sure you be good to yourself. Make sure that's a reward rather than a punishment.
Totally. But it's just like, if I'm not going to buy them if I'm not fit. But if I'm fit, then
I mean, with the introduction of, with going into the fifth century of episodes and with Acast Plus being launched, I should think by October, we'll just wake up each morning and open the door with shoes on the doorstep.
I'll be swimming in it.
There's so much shoes and coffee!
Swimming in alpha flies and coffee.
The coffee's washed the shoes into my mouth.
If everyone gave us 50p,
we'd have some
socks.
£2.50.
I'll get some socks. So that'll be... So that's the basic thing, but it's about momentum and solid training, isn't it? I mean, your body seems indestructible at the moment. I mean, you're just not getting injured at all, which is amazing.
Touch this wood here.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
which is it's fantastic. It's great.
Except I've got a really bad foot. I was just thinking then I've
you're
got
doing
to go,
the work.
To, go to the chiropodist. I think if I want my... Obviously, you know, I could get some actual treatment. But when it comes down to it, the reason I'm always complaining about my foot is because it would get better if I stopped running on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that.
Which you're not going to do.
I might get
so
some...
So it will never get better.
I've been thinking of getting some UFOs. You know, the orthopedic sandals I've got that I wear at home, which are fantastic. They work an absolute treat. And if I don't wear them, instantly, terrible. Like, if I run and then spend the day at home in bare feet, and, you know, my foot swells up, it really hurts.
Wow.
But with the... Sanders on, it's great. And I've been looking at getting shoes from them. Yeah. Just to wear, so that basically I'm just medicating my foot all the time. Doesn't have to get better, does it? Because I'm always wearing shoes
that are nice. But
I don't. They're quite expensive, and I don't know. I don't know if they're quite fashionable enough for me, but we'll see. I think at the moment we're looking at the long journey to me feeling like I can afford them, while my wife saying I'll get them for you.
Yeah.
And then B, me trying them on, thinking I can't do a gig in these and sending them back.
Special that's shoes. Gonna go.
Hey! Oh my goodness, is it friend of the show?
It's the prices.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look at this.
Oh my goodness.
We're recording.
Friends of the show.
We never, edit Mr. and Price. You know it.
Tom, how are you, Beth? Good to see you.
Hello.
And
he's got bad back.
I'll pull me back.
Do you mind if we stand incredibly close to you while we talk, by the way?
Hang on. Doesn't that mean that this episode is called commentary?
That's right.
That is my back.
A walking commentary.
No, just
you notice I went close to you to speak then? I introduced the concept and then immediately blew it.
Having a little walk down the Parkland Way. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, the Parkland Way is the sort of Rob Deering and Full Tuckers.
Walk.
Yeah.
It's called the Parkland Walk.
The bad back walk. I'm really glad we bumped into you because it is our dog. Morning. So I think that's a fan of you, not me. the Parkland Walk is the first place to come when your dog is turned one. It's my dog's first.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. What's her name?
Phoebe.
Of course.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hello. Happy birthday to you.
What incredible creature.
Happy birthday to you.
You're a lovely dog, aren't you?
Happy birthday, dear Phoebe. Happy birthday to you. Sit.
Oh, really well trained. Really well trained.
Get down!
By which we mean jump up at Tonkinson. Really well trained.
There we go. So there, it's the party. Beautiful. Birthday party. Yeah. Oh, Phoebe! Phoebe! There you go.
What a great dog. What a great creature.
Oh, well, nice to see you.
Running suit, please.
Yeah, let's do that. Also, thanks for Girls 5 Ever. Best. Fantastic. I've just finished it for the second time.
I'm so sad about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. There is another series, though. There's going to be, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening.
It can't come soon enough.
Girls 5 Ever. See you guys.
Take care. So, talk about LA. I mean, talk about...
Yeah, like, that's how they carry on in New York, isn't it?
Just bumping into stars on the Parkland Walk. I had a funny one...
Sorry if you couldn't hear that, listeners. Yeah. These great... The new microphones don't catch...
They don't catch as much.
They right, get, okay. You get us, which is great.
It's more directional.
You don't want other people. You don't want birds and...
No.
You know, you want to be able to hear us because we're the pure, we're the real...
Yeah.
With the talent here, you know what I mean?
With the tough medals. I had one the other week where I bought an old... I've been looking for it for ages.
Yeah.
An old Runner's World magazine from 1984, the Olympic special.
Like in Back to the Future 2 and 3, did you use it to bet on future races?
Well, no, I just sort of... I've been thinking about it for eight... Because it was just a stage where I was so into athletics.
So Runner's World must have been brand new, mustn't it? Because it's their 30th birthday. So, no... That's 40 years ago.
Maybe it was the American Runner's World.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Maybe it might have been not out in the UK then. It was American. It was the Olympics of Joan Benoit and Carl Lewis and Ed Moses. It was the LA Olympics.
Yes.
And Carlos Lopez winning the marathon.
The Olympics.
And Mary Decker and Zola Budd. Do you remember when they fell over in the 3,000 meters
disastrous.
And all that? But it was just... I'd read it when I was a kid, and I thought about it so much. I'd read it so intensely that I remembered some bits of some articles.
And
it was a time where athletics writing was like the report of the Olympics men's marathon was about 12 pages long. The female marathon was about 12, 15 pages.
You just
pages.
Read it over and over again.
It was just, but it was. All, it felt like when it was taken seriously as There was something. It wasn't throwaway. It was an incredible. Magazine. So
in depth.
Bought it and I was just like transported back there again to these incredible races.
Another level is that thing of youth when you just burn those things onto your, you know.
I've
been listening to Depeche Mode's Some Great Reward album.
Yeah.
And I just know it back to front. And it's, again, I was listening to it one summer. I don't think it was the same summer. I think we're talking something like 1988.
Right.
It was a serious regular on my Walkman.
Yeah.
I remember being on holiday with my mum and dad and walking up a Scottish mountain in my long shiny black coat, my army surplus submarine captain's Mac.
Yeah.
And walking up listening to "Come on and lay with me, come on and lie to me, tell me you love me, say I'm the only one." And honestly, you know that it's the the music thing is like that, and things you read then.
It's like you're transported, isn't it?
You know all of it, and it's in there. It's so much of it, and it's it gets a bit Proustian Rush, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. But I think running's part of that as well. You sort of that sort of reclamation of feelings past. You can be searching for a feeling that you've had when you've ran before, that feeling of being smooth and in the moment, committed. And
but I tell you, I hear that and I think you're right, and I think I have a fuzzier version of that. But I also envy you that, because I didn't have that relationship with my body, not just in terms of running, but in terms of anything when I was at that age.
Yes.
Alan Rickman had said something like this. He was talking about liking his, basically saying something self-aware about liking his mind and not really liking his body, and sort of saying, there's me, there's this thing up here which is my mind and my sense and a really exciting, powerful machine, and then there's this lump down here that carries it around. And if I didn't need the latter to carry the former, I'd probably have it removed.
Just a disembodied mind floating around.
And it's
around.
Amazing, you don't think of yourself doing that, but that's definitely what was going on in my life before I discovered running.
But the great thing about running is when it feels right, it's like that sort of the connection between the mind and the body, isn't it? It just feels, you're just one, aren't you? You're just one surging pulse of life.
Yeah, monks not warriors.
Yeah, monks not warriors.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.